Joining us now is Michael Reagan by telephone. Michael will be at the Monroe Civic Center Conference Hall on Tuesday night for an evening with Michael Reagan, hosted by the Ouachita Christian High School. How are you doing, Michael?
I'm doing great. Thank you very much.
All right. I guess you're excited to be coming to Monroe, Louisiana.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it, Tuesday night.
What are some topics people can expect if they're coming out to this evening with you?
Oh, gosh. Growing up, Reagan, stories about just my life, my walk, some fun stories about Secret Service agents and the problems they could cause in one's life. Fun stories and serious stories, too.
Well, I'm sure you've got a lot of stories. You've got a very nice past growing up as the son of a president. I'm sure you've got a lot to share about that.
You need to read my book. But I've got a lot of fun stories and what have you. It's not easy growing up in a famous family. One of the big things in the world is the fact that everybody thinks if you're in a family that's famous, everything's easy for you. And if you're in a family that's famous, it's the exact opposite.
You would think with the Secret Service protection, everything would be, you know, handed to you and your appointments would be arranged and everything is just scheduled. You think it would be just a perfect world.
Well, that's what people thought about my whole life and time I was brought into the Reagan family.
Did you have a lot of freedom being in the Reagan family?
From what point in life?
Like growing up as...
Oh, you do, you have freedom, but you don't have family. Back in those days, back in the Hollywood days of the 40s and the 50s, you didn't spend time with your family. Kids who were in famous families all went to boarding school.
Mm-hmm.
Never saw our mothers and fathers. Ever.
That must have been tough because you were seeing your father on TV more than you would see him in person.
On TV, you see him in movies, you see him on TV. But, you know, back then, I wasn't Ronald Reagan's son. I was Jane Wyman's son.
Ah, okay.
I didn't become Ronald Reagan's son until 1960s. When my dad decided to run for politics to become governor.
Right.
Up until the 1960s, it was Jane Wyman. My mother was the big cat's meow in Hollywood.
Oh, yeah.
Jane Wyman's kid before I became Ronald Reagan's kid.
Okay.
And that's part of that becomes part of the situation where people don't look at you as Michael Reagan. They only look at you as somebody's child. And so you spend your life looking for an identity of who you are. That's why you read a lot of stories about children from that era who absolutely hated their parents.
So you spent a lot of your childhood trying to identify yourself and break yourself off from the legacy of someone else.
I spent up until the 1990s doing that.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, you have made a name for yourself. You've got a nationally syndicated radio show now, a book out. I think you've been pretty successful in that.
Yeah, but it's interesting. I hated politics.
Really? I'd never know it from reading your column on Reagan.com or...
It's really interesting. My book, Twice Adopted,
mm-hmm.
is really the stories that I want to share and try to help people because of what I went through as a child. I mean, sexual molestation, child pornography, all the things I went through as a child from a day camp counselor. But people would not allow me to talk about the things I want to talk about because my name is Reagan. So everybody felt that because my name is Reagan, I should know everything there is about politics. So I was disallowed from being who I wanted to be. So I had to go out and learn politics. I had to take it on. I had to read about it. I had to learn it from the ground up to become a success in talk radio and in politics. For me to finally write the book I wanted to write, Twice Adopted.
Wow, so I guess some people that are looking for some guidance in that area can come out to an evening with Michael Reagan and hear some stories about how you did go through that progress.
Yeah, well, Twice Adopted is not a political book. It is a life book. And so it's really for anybody who has a family, anybody who's thinking about having a family. And it's about children. It's about what children interpret, what children see, and, you know, how parents sometimes... many times don't pay attention to us when they need to be.
Now, on your radio show, do you try to go beyond the politics and try to bring in some of these other topics here?
Oh, I always do, yeah.
Like, what would be a hot topic going on right now that maybe isn't getting a whole lot of press because it's been shadowed by some of the other more political stories?
What's going on back in Washington, D.C. with the whole steroid thing.
Right.
So that'll be a big issue.
Yeah, because that's affecting kids. Kids are taking steroids now, trying to be like their role models. And, you know, what do you do?
Well, the reality of it is, I don't know what you can do. I really don't know what you can do. It's laughable to watch the Congress of the United States. These people are making complete fools of themselves, but they always make fools of themselves in these situations. They grandstand. They have no idea what they're talking about. Probably half of them are on drugs themselves. You know, it really, if anything, I tell you, the Major League Baseball people look a lot smarter than the guys asking the questions.
Oh, yeah. I was watching Meet the Press over the weekend, and Tim Russert asked the senator, what can your committee call a meeting on? And the senator said, well, any topic at any time. And they chose baseball.
Yeah.
Out of all these topics, all these things that need to be talked about, they're choosing baseball.
People in Washington, D.C. that are sitting on this panel today share a brain.
Mm-hmm.
When one goes to the restroom, the rest of them go stupid. They really do. I mean, it's stupid to watch. Is there steroids in baseball? Absolutely. There have been steroids in baseball, you know, for a long time. It has been supported by Major League Baseball to have steroids in baseball because they like the fact they're bringing fans back to the park to see all these records be broken. Major League Baseball, Bud Selig, support it. That's the bottom line. You don't need a hearing to get to the bottom of it. That's a reality.
So where do you see this going? Do you think we'll get anywhere out of these hearings?
No, why? Why should Mark McGwire say anything?
Right.
It's out of baseball.
Mm-hmm.
No. Where are we going to get? They're going to sit there and threaten, take away exemptions that Major League Baseball has, you know, try and get Washington, try and get Congress more involved in baseball. That's what we need. More government in baseball.
Yeah, more regulation over a national pastime. Right.
Right. Then they'll be regulating the size of the bat, the size of the ball.
Oh, no. That's not where we need to be. Well, Michael, I really appreciate your time today. And once again, you will be at the Monroe Civic Center Conference Hall on Tuesday night for an evening with Michael Reagan, hosted by the Ouachita Christian High School. I'm sure a lot of people are going to be really excited to come out and see someone like yourself give a speech.
Well, I hope so. If nobody shows up, I won't be there.
No, it should be a great time for all.
Thanks a lot.